Today is a special edition of sorts for the morning feed, and we're going to talk Tom Petty. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Chris Mezick.
Thanks a lot for sitting in today, Chris, talking about something that's another big bummer in the world of music.
Yeah.
We lost one of the greatest rock and rollers in my mind ever in Tom Petty.
Easily.
66 years old. Was found unresponsive with cardiac arrest. Reports came out that he had died, and then they went away, and that he was clinging to life. But late last night, he did eventually pass, and just kind of one of the
shocking.
Yeah, it's shocking.
You know, it's the Heartbreakers were just on tour.
Just on tour. He just wrapped up like three nights at the Hollywood Bowl. I know a lot of people who were there, and so many people just tweeting and Facebooking about it. Saying I was just there, just saw him.
Yeah.
He seemed amazing.
He was, no indication to say he was in bad health or anything like that. He seemed probably healthier than he's ever been in many ways. I mean, if you've seen that documentary, they talk plenty about excesses throughout the years.
Yeah, but, yeah. You wonder if that had anything to do with it. You hope not, but
yeah. But the last 10, 15 years, he's been fine. He's been
releasing new albums.
Yeah,
touring.
Amazing. No less. I mean, that band is just on fire.
Well, he had said it was rumored that this was going to be the end of the big stadium tours. That's why he was kind of doing this 40th anniversary. That he's going to wrap it up after this. Mike Campbell, his longtime guitarist, said,
No,
Tom's not
going
to do it. Yeah. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Not when the band is as good as it is. I mean, right there, Mike Campbell and Ben Montench, two of probably the most underrated musicians in all of rock and roll, probably just the true backbone of the Heartbreakers. Tom wrote all the songs, but man, Campbell and Tench made them come to life.
I think that Petty and Campbell had that very much like a Steven Tyler, Joe Perry relationship, and that Tom Petty was just a freaking huge fan of Mike Campbell.
Oh my God, you could tell anytime he went into his solos and Tom would get that look on his face like, guitarist and rock and roll.
Right. So, so many great songs. Obviously, this one playing Breakdown, I think it's one of my most awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of the greatest songs ever written. And one of the most. One of the greatest things about Tom Petty is he wrote sing-along songs. I think that's what I remember the most about him. Is like you'd go to a show and it would just be people singing along. And like this is the studio version, but the version on Pack Up the Plantation, that live album that came out, where he just kind of lets the crowd go. They sing the whole first verse all the way into the chorus. And he goes, y'all gonna put me out of a job.
Yeah.
That one, and then I got another a little story about this one here. Back in the MTV days, there was a host on there called his name was JJ Jackson, and he was one of the few hosts that who was actually a longtime DJ in LA before he became a VJ. He told a story about this song, and it made me go back and re-listen to it. And so, thank you, JJ Jackson, because this.
What was the story?
He just talked about how you were listening to that album and there were all these songs, like song after song, and then there was just this song that he doesn't, you can really hear Petty really jam it out in this one. I think that's just amazing how he belts it out. I think it was just more of a story about how Petty belted that song out, and then that's one that you should really listen to. And then he played the video, and
especially since Petty, him like as a regular guy, he is probably the most chill person ever.
Ever, man. There's nobody more. Just hey, man. Just had a good time. For me too. Really, my love affair started with him early or late 70s, rather. I can remember as a kid. I think I was like 10 or 11 years old, seeing him do Refugee on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, cool!
And I was looking at him like, the song rocked because I'd heard the song before, and then I heard him do it, and I'm like, oh my God, I know who does the song now.
Yeah.
And I wanted his hair. Not a lot of blonde rockers out there, So I'm like, I felt a little kinship to him, and he just looks so cool, man.
Yeah.
He was just doing his thing, and that song "Refugee" with the lyrics to it, I think it's an amazing song.
He's hands down one of the best lyric writers for sure.
For sure,
and especially it's in The brilliance about his lyrics is exactly that they translate so well to sing-alongs because most of his songs are so relatable on so many different levels.
For sure.
Like you were saying, like my image of Tom Petty is being outdoors, a beer in one hand, smoke in the other, screaming my lungs out,
right, you
know, in the middle of summer with a good group of friends. Like, that's exactly what that music was for.
I wrote on Facebook that it's the Windows Down, Volume Up soundtrack,
exactly.
Summer soundtrack,
yeah.
You know?
Because it sounds weird to listen to Petty in the winter.
It does a little bit.
And, like, there are definitely artists that, like, hit a certain vibe, and Petty to me is, like, summer music. I guess also growing up far enough north where you have four
yeah.
seasons, like, you can kind of assign certain music to those seasons, and Petty for me is always summer music.
And you know, he's a Florida guy, so he kind of feels summery.
Totally,
you know? So
yeah.
He feels warm, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
and like lazy in the best possible way.
Right.
You know, I lack a good rock and roll critique word for that, but it's just like that sort
just call
of
it
like
relaxed.
Yeah, just
a little relaxed.
Just chill,
not quite
man,
as relaxed
like,
as the Eagles, but maybe.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Songs like Don't Do Me Like That, Don't Come Around Here No More, American Girl, Change of Heart, I Won't Back Down, Breakdown, Mary Jane's Last Dance, there's just so many.
Yeah.
I was going through, like, these were just tunes I came up with off the top of my head. And
all of those are hits.
All of those are hits. And he had so many great little eras. You know, he did his little psychedelic thing with on Southern Accents with Don't Come Around Here No More, the Alice in Wonderland thing, you know.
And you had, like, Running Down a Dream, where just, like, that driving guitar riff, it was, like, kind of, like, really coming close up to hard rock. And, yeah, even the last album, Hypnotic Eye, had some of, like, the heaviest riffs Mike Campbell's ever played.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they never really quit. You know,
yeah. There's so with that Traveling Wilburys, that side band that he did along with George Harris and Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and
it's like the Hall of Fame house band at this point.
There's so when they remastered it, they came out with it also came with a DVD. And so back in the day, so this was like right when Petty was kind of he was really hitting his stride, mm-hmm. you know, but he wasn't anywhere near superstar status. And
he was like the kid in that scenario,
totally. And you see him showing up in his brand new like 80s Corvette, you know, pulling up to Dylan's door, you know, and it's like outside his house, he's ringing the bell. It's Tom Petty. So this for me also another one of those tunes that I just don't think gets enough credit for this beat, this harmonica, and also a song with the blatant drug reference in it that I love when they actually like edited it. It made it even more of a drug reference.
I know, yeah.
All right, hey, we got a lot of tributes out there from people. Oh, I saw this in an article, and apparently Marc Maron has a new comedy special coming out.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
And in it, he muses about suggesting that Tom Petty could be the artist who bridges the gap between the left and the right.
God, that's got to be true.
Yeah.
I mean, who else would be able to claim that?
Right? He is definitely one of those. You will find the hardest country music fan, and you will find the hardest rock and roll fan all at a Tom Petty show.
Yeah, and even who he was, because he's technically, you know, the Southern white man, but he also likes to smoke weed, and you know,
right?
He seems to be on the right side of most opinions.
Hey,
so.
Look, if you remember early on in his career, early on when he had a lot to lose, he went to bat for the fan. Against his record company,
mm-hmm.
because they were releasing the album Hard Promises and they wanted to throw a $9.99 price tag on it. And he was like, no way, you're not doing that to my fans.
Wow,
and
I forgot about that. He won
the battle. He even said in an interview with like Tom Snyder, I think it was, he's like, yeah, I didn't expect to win. He's like, you know, but kudos to the record company for you know, for actually doing it and realizing that, you know, listening to the audience for a change.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, so I got enough money and they got enough money, so everybody's happy. So, you know, I mean, you know, you got to love that about a guy, man. He was there. He's there for his fans. And he knew that the record company was, because he had a hit with the album before, and he knew that the record company was jumping on the bandwagon, trying to get another buck or two out of the fans.
Right.
And then And then he even said, he goes, because you know what? They're able to do it with that one album. They're going to do it with the, they're going to do it with others.
And he was right. I mean, look at what happened by the middle of the 90s when you had CDs selling right. for 20, 25 bucks a piece. That's insane.
Right. All right, let's go into some quick tributes here. And amazing the list of people who, you know, sending out words to the family and notes of condolences. This is... This is Last Night in Portland, Oregon. That's a little Coldplay doing a tribute, doing some free falling. That guitar.
The guitar sounds dead on. They must have dialed in a tone or something.
They brought in Peter Buck from REM to play that.
Even better.
Yeah, even better, right? So look, here's the list of people. Paul McCartney says, sending my love to Tom Petty and his family at this difficult time. Bruce Springsteen saying, down here on E Street, we're devastated and heartbroken. Our hearts go out to the family and bandmates. Mick Jagger, so sad about Tom Petty. He made some great music. Thoughts are with his family. Peter Gabriel on his website, very sad to say goodbye to Tom Petty. He's a kind and generous man, an excellent musician and writer. And we have daughters who have grown up together since their friendship at Sarah Lawrence College.
Oh, wow.
Elton John, Tom Petty's music and songs are timeless. He was a wonderful writer, musician, and singer, irreplaceable and unique. Bob Dylan, his former bandmate in the Traveling Wilburys. They also did a tour together. They played on each other's albums. It's shocking, crushing news. I thought the world of Bob. I thought the world of Tom Petty. And then I thought these were two interesting ones. Mindy Kaling, you remember her from The Office, Mindy Kaling Project. She says, I saw Tom Petty live at Great Woods for the Wildflowers tour in 1995. He defined the allure and dangers of L.A. for a Boston kid like me.
Cool.
Genius.
Yeah.
And Michelle Branch, this is my favorite one of them all. She said, when I was a kid, I always wanted to grow up to be the kind of girl Tom Petty would write a song about. So some pretty cool tributes there.
Yeah.
And let's close out with a few things that people may not know about Tom Petty, but he had a little bit of a television bug in him.
He wanted to do
a little TV, and he was actually a regular. He was listed in the credits for King of the Hill for years, playing Lucky, and here's how he got his name.
Why they call you Lucky? True story. I was at Costco one day, and all of a sudden the nature called. Yelled, it's more like it. So I hightailed it into the John, and there's some sensitive guy changing his little boy's diaper on one of them baby ironing boards. And don't you know, I slipped on pee-pee and broke two vertebrae, which had to be fused together. I'm in constant pain, but by God, I got me a $53,000 settlement.
And if you can go back to The Simpsons, well, now I don't even know how many years. Got to be 5-6 years. They did that rock and roll camp special where they had guys like Elvis Costello and a whole bunch of other rockers on there. Petty was one of them, and well, he was doing the lyric portion. How proper, or how appropriate, rather. And well, the guys just weren't having it.
Lyrics are the hardest part of songwriting. But when you come up with something meaningful and heartfelt...
Boring!
Will you stop saying that?
But rock stars are supposed to be about drinking and getting drunk and boozing it up.
And girls that have legs and know how to use them.
And why I can't drive 55!
You just want mindless, generic rock?
Precisely!
See that drunk girl speeding down the street?
Yeah!
She's worried about the state of public schools.
Boom.
She likes to party. She likes to rock.
Yeah!
She prays that our schools don't run out of chalk.
Petty immortalized on The Simpsons. Petty immortalized for me forever. He really was the soundtrack. It sounds cliche, but he really was the soundtrack to my life. The amount of time I've spent listening to his music and the good times that it represents. You know, thanks a lot, Tom Petty. That was thanks a lot for everything. Seriously, the words, the music, the great times, and
totally.
You know,
best way to start a party if you have that first Tom Petty record. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with the fantastic album cover of his dreamy young face with the cool flying V ripping through a heart logo. You start a party with that record and you will always have a good party.
Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, let's close out the Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Remembering Tom Petty today. And check out more of The Morning Feed on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Also on Facebook when I remember to put it up. Thanks a lot for listening. This has been a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Chris Nancy.